Ja, kacmo, zadnji gledali smo gledali tako razmeroma preprosto nalogo, ne? Se pravi, mi smo imeli žico, ne? Smo imeli nekje vir, ki je to žico napajal, ni bilo rečeno, da so stvari simetrične, tega nismo rekli, ampak poznali smo po razvrstu toka, ne? Smo poznali. In iz tega smo pač šli računati ven, kakšno bo zdaj severnje te naprave, ne? Kakšno bo električno polje, ne? Smo poznali po razvrstu toka. Zdaj, če je žica tanka, ne, mi smo imeli primer. Žica, ne? Se pravi, ta premjer žice tu je, mora biti dosti manjši od valovne dolžine, ne? Debeline naše žice. Da smo lahko rekli, da po razdelitu bo pa nekako en stojni val na žici, ne? No, že per taki preprosti žičnati anteni pridemo do enega vprašanja, no, zadnji smo se tega nekje skušali spretno zogniti, smo rekli, da tokovi pač izničimo tokove v nosilcih, v napajalnih vodih in tako naprej. Ja, izničimo, kaj to pomeni, ne? To pomeni, da če imam jaz tako, začemo polvalovni dipol, in sem ga priključil do vira, ki je bil na neki razdalji, dobro, pa sem te žice napeljal, tako da grejo pravokotno na električno polje, ne? Pa so jih po možnosti še premotal med sabo, ne? Lahko rečem, da sevanje bojo dali te tokovi tukaj, ne? Tukaj imam sevanje, ne? In tukaj sevanje. No, če z žicami sami nisem nič zmotil električnega polja, lahko rečem, da pač tu ne bojo niti zankice, ker posamezno rečemo, če je tukaj plus v zanki, ne? Zaradi tega se tudi žice premota, se pravi, twisted pair, ne? Se jih da, te zankice imajo minus prednak na druge vmes, ne? Tako da tukaj lahko rečemo, da sevanje tega, ne? Tukaj ni sevanje, ne? Tako sne. Ne seva, ne? Tako še, ne? In na ta način smo se nekje izogljeni vprašanje, da je bilo treba tu računati, ker če bi morali še tu v naših računih upoštevati, bi bilo groznega dela, groznega računanja, zadnje računanje za prazen nič, ne? Nismo nič dosegli tukaj, ne? S tem nismo nič dosegli, imamo samo sevanje dipola, ker tukaj povemo, da se tokovi ne izničijo, tukaj teče tok, teče tukaj sem, ne? Teče tok, tukaj teče sem, ne? Ja, te dva tokova zagotovo sevanje se sešteva, ne? Tisti pa kušček prenosnega voda ne seva, ker smo ga namenoma tako naredili, da ne bi sevo. Ali pa če smo naredili koaksijalen kabel, ne? Koaksijalen kabel namenoma tok v žili se natančno izniči s tokom v oklopu, tako da spet nimamo nobenega sevanja, ne? Zdaj, takšne stvari, ko so bile tukaj samo po sebi umevne, niso vedno samo po sebi umevne, ne? Kaj seva, kaj ne seva, ne? No, en tak primer ga imate že na vajah, ne? Na vajah ste imeli trobento, ne, lijak. To je odprta trobenta, ne? In ta trobenta je zdaj nekje po enem lahko valovodu priključena na en vir, ne? In zdaj, tudi tukaj še zmeraj, da naprava seva, so potrebni takovi. Relativistika zahteva, da imamo pospešene elektrine, da prije do seve, drugačne seve, ne? Sam zdaj, katere tokove tukaj upoštevate? Jasno, da imamo tokove, tukaj če jih rišemo, imamo tokove po gorni plosti. Tukaj zagotovo imamo tukaj tokove, ne? imamo tokove, ki se vračajo po spodni ploskvi, ne? Ampak imam tudi tukaj na gorni ploskvi, imam tok, ki teče sem, na spodni ploskvi imam tok, ki se vrača, ne?
Zdaj, tukaj nimamo nobenega izgovora, kaj je blizu, ne? Tukaj, recimo, pri povolonni poli smo rekli, te dve žici ste blizu, pa ste premotani med sabo, tako da se seba ne uničuje. Tukaj gor tega premjera nimamo, ne? Tukaj gor tega premjera ni, ker per valovodu izmire valovoda, ne? Da kovinski valovod gospod deluje, mora biti premerljiva z valovno dolžino, ne? Če nekaj premerljiva z valovno dolžino, to je ta sela, to smo videli, ne? Pravi, tega izgovora nimamo. So what we are discussing about today. We are discussing what we do have to take in account while trying to compute the radiation of a certain device. Last time we looked just at the half-wave dipole, a thin-wire dipole that it's easy to guess the current distribution. That's just the major part of the task is already done by guessing, making the correct guess. And then we connect this dipole to a twisted pair. Why twisted pair? Because twisted pair, each individual loop subtract their radiation, because this loop is wound in the other direction than this one, so the radiation from these two loops subtracts, and the radiation from these two loops subtracts, and so on. So there is very little radiation from such a twisted pair feed line, but there is lots of radiation from these currents here that have no counterpart. Now, finding out what is actually radiating and what is not radiating is not an easy task if we look at this simple example you have seen in the lab. We have a horn antenna, a metal horn, connected through a waveguide to a signal source. With this device, we know that relativistic theory requires that radiation comes out of accelerated charges. So, in our case, these are AC currents. AC currents always radiate. But which radiation does cancel out and which does not cancel out? For instance, here, radiation cancels out, here it doesn't cancel out. What about this antenna here? We certainly have currents in both upper and lower plates of this, upper and lower sides of the horn. We also have currents in the walls of the waveguide. Now, we do not have an excuse like here. Here we said these loops are small, this twisted pair is tightly wound, so because of different senses the loops are wound, this radiation cancels out. This is not true for the waveguide. Waveguide, the wide side of the waveguide has to be at least one half wavelength long, so it has to be comparable to the wavelength. Something that's comparable to wavelength is always radiating. There's no excuse for that. How to solve this problem? Kako zdaj rešimo tako analogo, ki je komplicirana tukaj, kjer v valovodu, ne smo rekli valovod, vsaj polovica valovne dolžine mora biti široka stranica valovoda, se pravi, valovod je primerljiv po svojih izmerih za valovno dolžino, ne? Nekaj, kar je primerljivo z valovno dolžino, to zmena seba. Zdaj, tako nalogo rešiti, kako se obnaša taka trobenta, ne, tak lijak, je zdaj zelo težka naloga, da bi smeli se odločiti. Ne? No, zdaj, kakšen je naš današnji postopek. Danes moramo poiskati postopek, da bomo uspeli tako nalogo rešiti. Ne? Zgleda komplicirana naloga na prvi pogled. Ne? No, in zamisel je zdaj tukaj, da mi plečemo celotno našo napravo eno plosko. So, how to try to solve this problem? We enclose our whole transmitting device into a surface. For
instance, we wrap it with the plastic foil that's used to wrap fruits and vegetables at the store, at the grocery store. Recimo, ovijamo se skupaj s isto plastično folijo, ki jo prodajo v trgovini za ovijet zelenjavo posadje, ne? In zdaj nekaj naredimo, ne? Zdaj pa našo napravo odstranimo in folija ostane. So, we remove our device, but we leave the foil we wrapped around in place. We go from this to this. Se pravi, nam ostane samo tista zunanja ploskov od naše naprave. Ne? No zdaj se pa vprašamo, kaj je tukaj sploh pomembno, da ta naprava seva? Katere so tiste stvari, ki so pomembne? So what is important for this device to radiate if we have no device inside, but we have just this surface, the covering the whole device? What is here important? Ali lahko tukaj našo notranjo napravo zamenjamo zdaj za novimi viri, ne? Can we replace our real device with some equivalent sources to simplify the problem? In zdaj taka zelo smiselna ugotovitev je, da pač tukaj, kar je tukaj pomembno, je ta površina tukaj. So from the physical background, the only important part of the surface is this aperture here. Ves ostali del naprave je kovina in tudi če gremo pomeriti, recimo da gremo za na majhno sondico meriti polje, tukaj v kuri, tukaj ni nobenega polja, ne, ni se ne dogaja. Po zunanji strani te kovine ne tečejo nobeni tokovi, nekaj se dogaja v notranjosti, ampak na zunaj, od zunaj, kakorkoli tudi če ta prenosni vod zvijamo, ukrivimo v drugo stran, se ne bo nič kaj dosti spremenilo. So, if we go with the probe and we check the field, we see that we only have field here at the aperture of the core. We have very little field anywhere else on this enclosing surface. So even if we bend this waveguide in a different shape, the radiation out of this aperture doesn't change. Tudi če zvijemo ta valovod v drugo obliko, to se vanje tukaj se razpremeni. So what were we really thinking about was an overkill. We wanted to calculate all the currents involved here, but we see that all the currents do not play a role in the radiation. Only what comes out of the aperture plays a role. So pravi, mi smo si hoteli, smo rekli, moramo upoštevati se tokove in teh tokov je ogromno. Mislim, ogromno različnih tokov, ki tečejo tukaj od vira do naše trobente, ne? Po stenah, po kovinskih stenah. Teh tako je dosti, to je težko računsko za obdelati. Ne? In kar ugotovimo je, da pomembno je samo to s poskusom, kar se dogaja na odprtini, ne? Te trobente. Vse ostalo, tudi če gremo z sondico tukaj pomeriti, ni kakšnega večjega polja, lahko zvijemo valovod v drugo obliko, kakšnega večjega stvari. In se pravi, tisto je bilo, kar je bilo, smo si deleč preveč zakomplicirali nalogo. Ne? Tukaj točke, ne? A je bilo sploh smiselno, kar smo počeli. No, in zdaj, jaz bi rabil tukaj, na te odprtina, ne, bom poskušal namestiti ene nadomestne vire. Če bom tu znal narediti? So, can I put here on this radiating aperture some equivalent sources? And replace the whole complicated device with a much simpler problem, because the problem is really It's really much simpler than computing the radiation of all of the currents involved. That do not cancel each other, but it's just a complex problem. Can we do that? No, in lahko pogledamo in malčku zgodovino, ne? Kako so ljudje raziskovali, no, in en tak zelo stara ugotovitev je bo že pred več kot 200 leti, Christian Huygens, Nizozemc, ne? Huygens more than, Christian Huygens more than 200 years ago in Holland. Se pravi, na Nizozemskem, kaj ima se? Na Nizozemskem on je opazoval valovanje na morski gladini. Veste, da Nizozemci imajo cel sistem prekopov, jezov, da skušajo razširiti zemljo v morju. So, in Holland, what do? They have many of these channels, dams, and so on, trying to take land from the sea. And Christian Huygens was observing what was going on with the waves from coming from the sea. So he really observed the 2D problem, not the 3D problem. Huygens je tukaj opazoval dvodimenzijski problem, ne 3D-dimenzijski problem. No, in kaj je Huygens ugotovil? Huygens je ugotovil naslednje. Če imam jaz dva valobrana, tako ne, in imam med valobrani samo majhno odprtino. So if I have two obstacles and I have just a small aperture between the two obstacles, if I have waves coming here towards our obstacle, hitting the obstacle, so waves coming from the sea, what does the field behind the obstacle look like? Se pravi, če imamo z morja prihajajo ravne valovske fronte, kaj se zgodi zad za oviro, kjer je ta izmera ovire tukaj razmeroma majhna, se pravi, tale D je manjši od valovne dolžine. So if the size of the aperture is much smaller than the wavelength. V tem primeru, takšna odprtina se obnaša kot točkast vir valovanja. So in this case the aperture behaves like a point source of waves. Točka vir valovanja, ki daje ven take krogelne valovne fronte v treh dimenzijah, dobro, kaj je si to opazoval na morski gladini v dveh dimenzijah. Ne? In kakšen postopek je, če ta odprtina večja? So what happens in the case that the aperture is larger than the wavelength? Spet imamo dve ovire, again we have two obstacles. And we have an aperture that is larger than the wavelength. Spet narišem valovne fronte tukaj, ki prihajajo iz morja. Ne? I wrote, draw, plot the wave fronts coming from the open sea, bringing waves. What happens here? Velika, Christian Huygens je ugotovil, da velika odprtina se pa obnaša kot vsota dosti majhnih odprtin. So, the field after, behind the large aperture in the obstacle is equal to the sum of the radiation of the small apertures. So, Christian Huygens je gotovil, da polje za veliko odprtino je pa tako, kot če bi jaz seštel polja teh majhnih odprtin. Ne? To je bil njegov postopek. No zdaj, naša današnja naloga je zračunati, kako grejo stvari v elektromagnetiki. So, today our task is to find out, to apply this Huygens principle to electromagnetics. So, to see what happens on this large aperture. And we want to figure out what, if we want to figure out what happens out behind the large aperture, we have first to consider a small aperture. So make an obstacle with just a small aperture. Se pravi, če bomo mi hoteli ugotoviti, kaj se zgodi za veliko odprtino, ne? Potreba najprej izračunati, kaj se dogaja za zelo majhno odprtino in potem tisto sešteti po celotni plostvi, ne? Tako, kot je Huygens to počel. Ne? Ker tudi elektromagneten problem je tukaj linearen problem. Also, the electromagnetic problem is a linear problem. So, the radiated field from the whole aperture is the sum of small, tiny electromagnetic Huygens sources on the aperture. No, in zdaj za takšno stvar ugotoviti si moramo zrisati en zgled in pogledati, poskušati ta zgled natančno izračunati. Ne? So in order to find out what an electromagnetic Huygens source looks like, we have to make put up an experiment, make an exact problem, define an exact problem, and trying to compute the field. No, začnemo s tem, da začnemo reset koordinaten sistem, so we try to define everything using coordinate system. Bomo dali kartezični koordinatni sistem. X. No, in v tem kartezičnem koordinatnem sistemu bomo imeli v ravnini x, y bomo imeli zaslon. In the xy plane we have an obstacle, a shield. In zdaj iz negativnega prostora spode nam na tu oviro upada en ravninski val. So we have a plane wave coming from below, from minus z, propagating in the direction plus z. No, zbraj imamo ravninski val, ki prihaja iz smeri minus z, ki ga lahko napišem na tak način, električno polje. Ne bo tukaj. Smer polarizacijo damo, izberemo 1x, we choose polarization 1x. Konstanta tukaj, ne? Lahko pišemo to konstanta tudi kratko, ne skratko pisati, tako bomo napisali kar enič, tako da ne bomo imeli. So the constant I write it E0 plus constant here. And this wave is propagating in the direction plus z, so ta val se širi v smeri z, se pravi ena manj jotka z gre njegova faza. To je ravninski val, ne? So it's a plane wave, infinite plane wave, hitting our obstacle in the xy plane. Tako neskončno velik ravninski val zadane na našo oviro, na našo oviro v ravnini xy, ravnina xy je ovira, ne? No, in v tej ravnini xy jaz zdaj naredim eno majhno odprtino. So, I make a small opening in this xy plane. A small opening that has the size delta x and delta y. Naredim majhno odprtino. Spravi, tu se zaslon. Tukaj. This is all screen here. have only a small aperture, delta x, delta y, where these delta x, delta y are much smaller than wavelength. Delta x pa delta y, sto dosti manjša od valovne dolžine. Tako da tu ustreza zahteva za Huygensov vir, so this is according to a single Huygens point source, a small aperture in the screen. In zdaj od tega poskušamo mi ugotoviti, kakšno električno polje bomo dobili nekje za odprtino, spravi tukaj gor. Zanima nas, kakšno električno polje dobimo. Ker vemo, da na odprtini bomo imeli takšno, so we know that on the aperture we have an electric field that corresponds to the wave coming from below. So this is actually E0. We have no field anywhere else because we have the shield. The offset. Everything else is shielded by our obstacle in the plane. And we have to find out what is the field up there. Zdaj, da lahko tu izračunamo, moramo narediti kaj. So in order to be able to compute this field up here, we have to replace the field on the aperture with some kind of equivalent sources. And this will be real troubles now to get out what these equivalent sources are. Se pravi, da bomo poiskali ven kaj, kakšno je to uklonjeno polje, so this is actually diffracted field on this aperture. In order to find this field, we have to replace the real field here with some kind of equivalent sources. No, mi vemo, da če imamo na E odprtini električno polje, je tu potujoči val, da imamo zraven tudi pripadajoče magnetno polje. So, if this was a plane wave, the plane wave also has some magnetic field, H0. H0, according to the right-hand rule, is directed one way. Se pravi, pravilo desne roke je obrnjeno v smeri ena y. Po velikosti je ta konstanta e nič deljeno za z nič, ne, pripadajoče magnetno polje. In n manj j k z, ne, faza, ne. Se pravi, the corresponding magnetic field is, of course, at right angle to the electric field, is at right angle to the direction of propagation. E times h is the direction of propagation. And the magnitude of the magnetic field is the same constant divided by Z0, where Z0 is the wave impedance of the free space, so this is square root of mu 0 over epsilon 0. We have all free space epsilon 0 and mu 0 up here. Če mi nadomestimo, skušamo nadomestiti tu z nadomestnimi viri, se pravi, če damo nadomestne vire, moramo vse polje spodaj ugasiti. So, if we want to replace this real field with equivalent sources, we have to turn off all the field at minus z, all the field below the obstacle, remain just, we are left just with the field above the obstacle, and the equivalent substance. Se pravi, isto stvar počnemo kakor tukaj. Ne? Če tukaj mi resnično anteno ugasnemo, ne? Jo ni več, mi tukaj notri zdaj v notranjosti nimamo več polja, zune imamo polje in odprtino moramo dati nadomestne vire, ki bo je zgenerirali točno tisto polje, ki je zmanjkalo, zato ker smo v notranjosti vse skupaj popisali. Ne? Se pravi, če mi naredimo nadomestne vire, ne, moramo najprej ugasniti vse polje pr minus z, se pravi, električno polje od minus, od
električno polje pri negativnih zajih, se pravi z manjše od nič, in magnetno polje pri z manjše od nič je enako nič. So we turn off all the field below the XY plane, below our obstacles. And we replace this field with equivalence. In to polje namestimo z nadomestnimi viri. Ne? Ja, sam nadomestni viri kakšni so? Mi bomo imeli zdaj tukaj skok električnega polja in skok magnetnega polja. So, we have some kind of equivalent sources. But we actually have a discontinuity now. We introduced a discontinuity since we turned off the field in the space below. We have a jump in the electric field and a jump in the magnetic field. So, from the electromagnetic theory, it's easy to accommodate the jump in the magnetic field. If we have magnetic field only above, then this magnetic field above, if we make a gross product with the normal, is equal to some surface current. Se pravi, magnetno polje nad ravnino, ta skok magnetnega polja, ne, pod ravnino z ravnino, pod zanimamo neč, je enak ploskovnemu toku, ki teče tam. Ne. S ploskovnim tokom zamenjamo polje spodaj. Ploskovni tok nam zbira naredi skok, skok magnetnega polja. So, we can use surface current. A surface current always produces a jump in the a step in the magnetic field intensity. We adjust this surface current to have just the correct jump in the magnetic field intensity from zero here to full value up here when we turn off the sources. In tu bo zdaj naš nadomestni vir, se pravi naš nadomestni vir. Our equivalent sources will be a current. And this current flowing on this aperture. So, right, naš nadomestni tok teče po tej naši mali odprtinici tukaj. Ne? In z njim lahko nadomestim magnetno polje. Now we are getting into troubles. Zdaj pridemo v težave. Ne? The electromagnetic theory does not allow for jumps in the electric field. Elektromagnetna teorija ne dopušča skokov električnega polja. Se pravi, vse, kar smo zdaj delali, smo zaredili, nekaj to ni izvedljivo. Ne? So, now we are getting into troubles, because the electromagnetic theory does not allow a jump in the electric field. In the tangential component, the electric field should be always continuous. There should be no jumps anywhere. The normal component can jump. We're talking about the tangential component. Svarej, govorimo, pogovarjamo se o tangencialni komponenti. V našem primeru ta normala, tukaj ena n, ne? Ena normala je ena z, smer ena z. So our normal is one z direction. This is tangential component. Tangential component of magnetic field, we can produce this with currents. And this is our current source. But tangential component of electric field, we are in big troubles now. We cannot do that. Or, in other words, if we lived in a different world, where there are magnetic charges, things would be different. Se pravi, če bi živeli v nekem drugem svetu, kjer bi imeli magnetne naboje, bi bile stvari drugačne. Samo z magnetnimi naboji imamo manj problem. Ne? Fiziki neusmiljeno iščejo magnetne naboje, že več kot 100 let in jih ne morejo najdeti. Ne? So with magnetic charges we have a problem.
Physicists are looking, are searching for magnetic charges, but in over 100 years, they were unable to find any magnetic charges. So this thing does not exist. Now, what to do? Hayes, they... Če bi imeli magnetne naboje, bi stvari šle, no? No, jaz sem zdaj naredil na unega in bo rekel, kaj pa če jih imamo? Fiziki jih niso posobni najdete, pa kaj pa če jih imamo magnetne naboje? So, I'm trying to play a little bit fool right now. And what if we find magnetic charges in our neighbor galaxy? It takes some time to bring them from the galaxy to here, but if we find them, maybe things can work. Kam lahko urinamo magnetne naboje? So, where to put these magnetic charges? Okay, we have to put them into Maxwell equations. Magnetne naboje moramo dodati k Maxwellovim enačbam. No? In jaz bom zdaj prepisal Faradayev zakon. Ne? To je pravi Faradayev zakon. Faradayev zakon, ponavadi smo imeli vrtinčenje. Ja, ne, je bo minus j omega mi. So the Faraday law does not allow for any magnetic charges as it is written, as it is derived from the experiment. But we can add something, we can try to add something, and we don't know how to do that. Fizicist do not lahko to dodali. Fiziki ne vejo, kako bi to naredili in bomo nekaj dodali. Dodajmo tukaj magnetne tokove. Temu rečemo tudi gostota magnetnih tokov. Ne? Gostota toka magnetin, ne magnetnih nebojev, rekli bi tudi magnetic current density. Če dopuščamo za enkrat, da takšna stvar obstaja, bomo videli na to, s čim jo bomo zamenjali. Mi ne bomo šli v nefizikalne stvari. Okay, ne? Ampak bomo poiskati zamenjavo. Za enkrat pomaga nam, če si predstavljamo, da jih imamo. Ne? Fizikalno ne obstajajo. These do not exist. But we are going to try to replace them with something we can do later on in our discussion. Right now, we assume we may have them in the neighbor galaxy and we ask the little green man from the neighbor galaxy how to do this problem. How to solve. Sorry, we want to crush it, the majhne zelene sosedne galaksije, kako to naredimo, ne? To stvar, ne? Mi pa nimamo, ne? In kako bi se glasil zdaj skok električnega pola? So all we need is a step jump in the electric field. In ta skokoviti preskok električnega polja bi ga zdaj zapisali na tak način. Ne? Bi zapisali, da električno polje zgoraj, vektorsko normala, je pa ploskovni tok z magnetnih nabojev. So, if we had magnetic charges, these magnetic charges transformed into a surface magnetic current, a surface magnetic current may produce a jump in the electric field. Se pravi, če bi imeli, lahko imamo tudi ploskovne tokove magnetin, če bi take tokove imeli, takšni tokovi bi znali narediti skok električnega polja. Ne? No, zakaj sem tukaj zamenjal predznak, so I changed the sign here, actually changing the order of the, in the cross product, changes the sign of the cross product. Why did I change the sign? I changed the sign because of this minus sign. Ker za tega minusa tukaj, ker sem tukaj minus zapisal, ne, sem tukaj obrnil predznak. Ne. No in dajmo zdaj poskušati s temi našimi predpostavkami, poskušati zastaviti nalogo, kako jo bomo rešili. Ne.
So with this our assumptions, if we had such currents, let's try to set up our problem. Lahko zračunamo, koliko je K in koliko je Km, ne? No, dajmo kar zračunati. Pa je gremo zračunati najprej K, ne? So let's try first to compute the surface current, what it is. The surface current is one normal, that's Z, times H. Ne? No, in če naredim zdaj ena Z vektorsko ena Y, ne? 1z times 1y is minus 1x. Minus 1x smer, ne, tukaj. In po velikosti je ta stvar enič z zenič, ne. Jasno, ta tok teče pri z je enako nič, ne. So we have this current, surface current flowing in the in on this aperture. The aperture is z equal to zero. So z equal to zero, this is equal to one. Se pravi, faza je nič tam, tako kako smo si falo tukaj zapisali, faza je nič pri z je nič. Ta tok teče tukaj po ploskvici, tukaj noter. Ne? Gremo zračunati še ta drugi, tisti zagamen tok. Ne? So let's try to compute also the magnetic current that does not exist. Let's try to write it down. So the magnetic current is E times 1Z. That's our normal. Pomnožimo se normalno, se pravi, ena X vektorsko ena Z je minus ena Y, ne? Minus ena Y smer, ne? In po velikosti, ker smo pri z je enako nič, tukaj smo pri z je enako nič, ne, je kar enič, ta konstanta enič. Tako da imamo oba tokova, zdaj napisana tukaj koliko stane. No, zdaj pa pogledamo, kaj lahko iz teh tokov naredimo. Ne? Jaz tu moram malček tablo pobrisati. I'm making once again the drawing so to explain what's going on. Tukaj imamo našo odprtinico, ne? X, Y, Z, ne? In na tej odprtini tukaj imam nekaj električnih tokov v smeri minus 1 X, ne? Električne tokove v smeri minus 1 x, ne, to je naš k, ne, tukaj k. In imam tukaj noter magnetne tokove v smeri minus 1 y. I also have magnetic currents here in the direction minus y. So this is k magnetic. Ta prva stvar, električni tokovi. Kako obravnava zdaj električne tokove? Te električne tokovi zagotovo sevejo, ne? Ampak rekli smo, da mi si življenje poenostavljamo, tukaj smo rekli, da delta x in delta y, zaenkrat, to je Huygensov vir, ki mora biti majhen napram valovni dolžini. So we know that both the dimensions of this source are small. That's a big simplification for the beginning today. What can we say right now? Lahko rečemo, da tale K
pomnožen z širino. Širina je tukaj delta y. Ne? K times delta y. Da je tu en naš tok i električen, ne? Krat v smeri minus ena, v smeri minus ena x, ne? Krat nek tok i, ne? Lahko rečem tako, da je nekaj v smeri ena y, krat tukaj en minus i, ne? Samo da pogledam, da imamo enake predznake, kar smo tukaj počeli. Ja, jaz sem, I wrote this even without the sign. I have the whole derivation, I have copied to you because it's a difficult one. Celo izpeljavo sem vam prepisal, pa gledam, da bom enake predznake uporabljal na eni, kot na drugi. Ne? Tako da, da se ne boste zalovili. Ne? Ja, ma mislim, da sem pisal. Ja, sem pisal. Dobro, tukaj še je plus. Dobro, lahko rečem, da je krat nek tok i, ki ima mogoče obraten predznak tukaj. Ne? So this is something in the direction minus y, while I is some negative constant here, y ta i lahko zapišemo, kaj je zdaj tukaj, ne, da naš i je, naš taka, so our current is looking at what it should be, je minus, zdaj tukaj ima minus predznak, ne? Minus e nič z nič krat delta y. Ne? Če celoten tok seštejemo ta ploskovni tok, so if we integrate the surface current across the width delta y here, we get the whole current and we see what this current is from the formula. No, zdaj pa jaz lahko rečem, da imam naslednje, ne? Jaz zdaj lahko rečem, da imam v koordinatnem izhodišču. So my problem now can be transformed into this problem. That I have in the coordinate origin. Da imam nek tok, neko žico, ne? I have a piece of wire. Of the length delta x, dolžine delta x, po kateri teče tok i, ne? Se pravi, ta ploskovni tok, ker je ta dimenzija tako majhna, delta y, because the width is so small compared to the wavelength, I can rather than using the surface current, I integrate this surface current into a current in a wire. I didn't change anything. No, zdaj, ker smo integrirali tu v tok v žici, tu nalogo smo pa že rešili. Znači, se pravi, ta naloga je rešena, kakšno sevenje ima tok v žici, za takšno nalogo imamo rešeno. Ne? In takšna naloga za tok v žici, ne? Če se spomni, se smo rekli, da električno polje, tukaj, ki je takšna naprava seva, ne? So, the radiated electric field of such a device, a short piece of wire, also delta x is short compared to the wavelength. Tudi delta x je majhen v primerjavi z valovnožino. Z električno polje smo imeli zapisan rezultat. In sicer, samo sevenje, če gledam, je bila tu smer 1 teta, ne? Je bil jk z nič za 4 pi, fizikalna konstanta, je bilo i krat delta x, ne, če tukaj napišem, ne, smo imeli, in smo imeli n manj j kar z r, in smo imeli sinus teta, ne. To je bil rezultat, ki smo ga že speljali na tablo, ta prvi krat, ki smo imeli te zelo. Samo zdaj je treba biti previden, kateri kot teta mirmo, ta teta, ki nastopa tukaj noter. Ne merimo tistega običajnega kota teta v koordinatnem sistemu, ki ima tečaj v smeri osi z, paš pa naš koordinatni sistem ima tečaj v smeri osi x. So, this looks okay. We already derived this the first time we had lectures. But there's an important difference. The difference is that this is given in spherical coordinates. But these spherical coordinates are different from the spherical coordinates we had the first time. The first time we had spherical coordinates that had the north pole in the direction of the axis Z. Here we have a coordinate system, a spherical coordinate system, that has the north pole in the direction X. Se pravi, tukaj, ne, mi v tem primeru zdaj kot teta štejemo od osi X. Kot teta, ne? V takšnem koordinatnem sistemu do točke tukaj, ne? No, in takšen koordinaten sistem, ki ima tečaj v smeri os x, tudi rečemo, da ima r, da ima teta x in da ima phi x koordinate. So, spherical coordinate system that is rotated in such a way that it has its north pole in the direction of the axis x, we denote this by these indices theta x and phi x. So, this will tudi be theta x, in to stvar bi lahko zdaj naredili projekcijo sem dol in tukaj bi šteli od osi y, bi šteli kot phi x. Ne?
This is a rotated spherical system, is not the usual one. Tudi smernik, ne, also the unit vector will be 1 theta x. This is not the 1 theta, the conventional one, but 1 theta x. Se pravi, če smo tukaj zdaj pošteni, no? So to be honest, we have to denote that we are using a different coordinate system from the usual solution. So I have to write 1 theta x, and I have to write sinus theta x here. I have to add this x here. Če jaz ustavim tukaj noter izraze tok, so inserting this expression for my current, here, what do I obtain? Kaj dobim zdaj ven, če tu ustavim noter? Dobim zdaj tukaj, da električno polje je zdaj ena teta x, ne, j k z nič 4pi, ne, minus pišem pred sem skupaj, minus tukaj pišem, ne, minus pišem, potem imam e nič z z nič, tukaj je delta x, delta y, ne, n manj j k r, z r, sinus teta x, ne. Če sem vse ustavil noter, ne, sem zdaj dobil, no, zdaj vidite še, z nič bi se lahko pokrajšal, tako da lahko zapisal, I can cancel here z zero, so the whole result is minus 1 teta x, j k z 4pi, ne, e nič, delta x, delta y, n minus j k r, r, sinus teta x, ne. V takšnem zasukanem koordinatnem sistemu, ko sem ga prekucnil, da tečaj ni več v smeri osi z, pa v smeri osi x, se mi teta in fi se mi spremenijo. Zdaj so tu teta x in fi x. Ne? R pa ostane konstante, r ostane isti. So, if I turn the coordinate system so that I have the north pole in direction of the x-axis, I get new angles, phi, theta x and phi x. These angles are new, but these angles are something new, but the distance from the origin remains the same. No matter how I turn a spherical coordinate system, r is always the same. So, at least with r, I have no troubles. I just rewrite r each time I write it down. Dobro, bomo naredili en malo odmora, ker zdaj sem vas izmatil. So, we are going to make a break, since this was probably quite demanding for you. And please take here a copy of the whole derivation, because it's complicated. Okay? Zdajte si jedna kopija izvajanja, ne?